The GOP's latest Obamacare overhaul bill is hanging on by a thread after vital Senate vote John McCain announced Friday he wouldn't support the legislation. But Side Effects Public Media's Sarah Fenton reports, if it passes, it could reduce funding for state Medicaid programs, including Indiana's HIP 2.0.
The bill, referred to as Graham-Cassidy, restructures Medicaid, the federal health insurance program for poor and disabled people. It does this in two big ways. First, it caps the amount of Medicaid dollars based on a per capita amount, distributing it in big block grants. Second, it does away with the Affordable Care Act's Medicaid expansion, which funds HIP 2.0. A Kaiser Family Foundation analysis released this week shows Indiana would receive 3% less under the block grant system than it currently does under the Affordable Care Act. It's not as big of a reduction as some expansion states would see, but report author Rachel Garfield says it wouldn't be as simple to use that block grant money to continue funding HIP.
The block grant amount that the state would get in lieu of, you know, their federal funds for their ACA Medicaid expansion could not be used to finance coverage for populations that are not traditionally covered under Medicaid.
Garfield says the state could try to set up a similar state-run system, but it could not be a Medicaid program. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Sarah Fenton.